It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Kevin.
Fry, it's Kevin.
Well, good morning, Kevin.
Where you been, Kevin?
What are you
doing?
We've
been waiting for you.
Where have I been? I don't know where I've been, and I'm not quite sure where I'm going.
Oh, no. What's that mean?
I don't know.
I have this issue right now. I got to know this girl that's been cutting my hair.
Yeah.
She's been cutting it for years. Her name is Ann.
Okay.
Well, one day I got the nerve up and I just asked her out to dinner and a movie, and she said, yeah, sure.
Well done.
Good job. Get it done.
Yep. So, you know, we met near the Texas Roadhouse. I figured that's a pretty neutral place. If she doesn't like steak, there's seafood. There's good food on the menu.
Yeah.
So we had really good food and a really great conversation. Things were going well, and we went to see a movie. I took her to see Captain America.
Okay. Yeah, good call. I heard good things.
Okay, yep. So after the movie, I thought things went really well, so I thought I'd ask her out again. And she said, I'll call you. Well, that was like 3 weeks ago, and she hasn't.
Have you shot like a text or anything, or just let it go?
No, because to be honest with you, I gave her my number. She never offered hers.
Oh.
Now, I could go into the salon, but that'd be uncomfortable. I'm just waiting for her to call me.
All right, so if you don't have her number, how are we going to get a hold of her?
I do have her work number.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My hair in a salon, so I'm able to reach her that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Smart man.
Well, so you want us to reach out then for you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, Kevin.
Hold on just a second. We're going to grab her work number. We'll call her, okay?
Great, thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Kevin, did you like the movie? Because Fry and I were wondering if that was any good.
I had heard a couple good things about it, but...
Yeah, it's got great special effects.
Ah.
I'm into the superhero stuff, you know.
Aww. Sound like a... Sounds
all
like
the
a
girls
good...
like the guy playing Captain America, Chris Evans, so I thought she'd really get into the movie.
Good thinking.
See, there you go. All right, well, we got her name now, too. It's Ann. We got that off the air. We got her work number. I'm going to call it here, finish dialing, and we'll see if we can figure out what's going on here. So be real quiet, okay?
Yep.
Good morning. Thank you for coming back to Live in a... Springfield, this is Jeremy speaking. Can I help you?
Jeremy, is that what your name is?
Yes.
Hi, Jeremy. We're hoping to talk to Anne.
She's out back smoking, but I can go get her.
Oh, do you mind?
That'd be great.
No.
Okay.
Hang on, please.
And we wait.
Think she's a smoker or a vapor?
He said she was smoking, so yeah. I think she's doing the real deal.
Hardcore.
Yep.
Hi, how can I help you? This is Ann.
Hi, Ann. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. Good morning.
Hello, Ann.
Hi.
I bet you're busy cutting hair.
Are you a little busy today?
Yeah, not right now, but you guys are calling from the radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, we unfortunately not to make an appointment, but maybe for somebody else.
Yes, yes. We got a phone call from somebody who was a little confused. Guess she went out on a date about 3 weeks ago with Kevin.
Oh, my God. Yes, I did.
Well, he said that you said you were going to call back, and he never heard anything, and he didn't have your phone number, but he knew your work phone number, but didn't want to bug you, so he kind of asked us for a little help.
Wow. I cannot believe you guys are calling me. I know you're a show.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. He was a really nice guy, but yeah, no, I didn't want to go on. I didn't really think there was much going on there, so I just haven't called him back.
Okay, he thought kind of opposite.
He did. He said he asked you out right away. Is there something wrong with how he is
didn't
or
feel
what?
It? What's going on?
You cut his hair.
No, I know. I like him. He's really a really nice guy. He's been my customer for years, and we had a really nice time, but I don't think I'm really going to be going out with him again.
Why?
What's wrong with him?
Well, it's just he's nice, but he wears the funniest, oddest shoes.
Shoes?
Shoes? Like
yeah, I know.
High heels or
yeah,
like, what's going
like
on?
Prince?
I know it sounds weird, but they're not like regular shoes. They're not even like gym shoes. He doesn't even, it's like they don't even have laces. He just wears these Velcro straps on these shoes, and it just like reminds me of my father, and I can't stand it. It's just, I know it's just weird, but it's just, I couldn't be around him much longer.
So just looking at Velcro shoes drive you nuts? Velcro shoes?
No, it's not that it's looking at, he kept playing with these straps and zipping. It was like zip, zip, sip during the movie we went to. I couldn't even really concentrate on the movie. It was very bizarre. No, he was really nervous, and he would just like start zipping and zipping these Velcro straps over and over and over. I mean, even during dinner, it was hard to even like have a conversation with him. It was just the strangest thing.
Nervous habit. Nervous.
That would probably get a little old though.
It was like compulsive, not really nervous. I mean, it was a first date, so like we were both a little nervous, but it just became so distracting and I couldn't be around it much longer. It was so weird. Like, you know, like when you go to the store and you're looking at shoes and you're trying on women's shoes and you're looking in the mirror and like at the reflection of your shoes, and he was kind of like doing that, just like looking at his shoes.
Maybe he likes them.
Maybe they look good on him.
Yeah, maybe they're good looking shoes.
I liked what I was wearing. I wasn't constantly looking at my feet and my shoes and what I was. It was odd. It was very strange.
Okay, so let me understand this.
Kevin!
Yep.
It's me, Ann. You don't like me because of my shoes? I've been coming to you to get my hair cut for years, and you've never noticed my shoes. I've been wearing the same style of shoes. And wait a minute.
Kevin, you always wear
my
shoes
when you
come into the salon.
They go rip, rip. A zipper zip, honey.
No, Kevin.
The shoes don't
zip. You always wear work boots. And come on, Velcro.
I can't believe you.
People wear Velcro.
Who cares?
Wow,
you're pretty snooty.
Zipping, Kevin. Zip. It was driving me crazy.
I don't believe you have an issue with my shoes.
I do.
All right, listen.
You kept doing
They're
it
shoes,
over and over.
Shoes, and they don't go zip. They go rip, rip, rip.
Like
Velcro rips.
Shoes,
it doesn't
Kevin.
Zip.
Kevin, you're
get
wearing
it together.
Shoes. Velcro.
It'd be like me walking in and saying, I want to have my hair trimmed, and you take a clipper and give me a brush cut.
People
you got it all wrong.
You.
And if it's about my shoes, whatever. You don't make any sense. No second date with you.
No!
Good, Kevin. I'm sorry, dude, but you are one weird dude.
Weird because I wear Velcro shoes.
Yes.
Okay.
The way you play with them? Oh, my God. Too much.
Guess I didn't even notice I was doing that.
Get back into your work boots. Get back into your man.
Must have been the conversation wasn't going
as crazy.
Well as I get thought. You're pretty
your
boring.
Wow. Okay. So, Kevin, did I hear you say no second date? Even though you
no
called.
No second date.
You called us. Okay.
Forget it.
Well, Ann, thank you for helping out and figure this out at least.
This is
thanks a lot, Ann.
No problem, Kevin. Go get some real shoes.
Look, lady. I live in Springfield. I work in a factory. I've been wearing those shoes, that same type, for 20 years. No one has ever said a word about my shoes.
Because you're probably too busy working and not playing with them, Kevin.
That's what you like to think.
Zip, 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 zip.
Okay, well, thank you both.
Appreciate it.